Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 11 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool night across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, perfect for a quiet evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, the IDF plans to expand operations in Gaza. This includes collapsing tunnels using heavy engineering equipment. This was reported earlier this hour. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Egypt is investigating a drone attack at Damietta port. President El-Sisi warns of a dangerous escalation. This update comes from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet says Israel is preparing a measured response to a Hezbollah drone strike. Officials aim to maintain the ceasefire despite the breach. This information was published in the past hour. Separately, Times of Israel highlights a deadly gunfight in the West Bank. Palestinians are organizing to counter settler attacks. This development comes from earlier today. And finally, Forward reports the passing of Yiddish writer Miriam Hoffman. She died in Florida on Wednesday. Her contributions to literature were deeply cherished. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports that Iran seeks advanced Chinese arms. This move follows significant damage to its air defenses. The deal is valued at $60 to $70 million. This was posted just minutes ago. Belaz News shares that the IDF completed a major operation in Beit Umar. Forces searched over 170 locations and made numerous arrests. This update was posted 22 minutes ago. Al Arabiya English states that Saudi Arabia hosted defense talks. The aim is to form a multinational maritime coalition. This effort focuses on securing international shipping lanes. This was posted 24 minutes ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's new plan for Gaza. Walla reports that the military is set to intensify operations. They aim to dismantle tunnel networks using advanced engineering tools. This strategy is part of a broader effort to gain operational control. For residents, this means potential disruptions and heightened security measures. Turning to the situation in Egypt, in earlier reporting, Israel Hayom notes that President El-Sisi has initiated an investigation into the Damietta port attack. The use of drones marks a concerning escalation in regional tensions. Egyptian authorities are on high alert, emphasizing the threat to maritime security. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights Israel's careful approach to the Hezbollah drone strike. While a response is being devised, maintaining the ceasefire remains a priority. This incident underscores the fragile nature of the current peace. The region watches closely, hoping diplomatic channels prevail. Next, the Times of Israel brings attention to violence in the West Bank. Palestinian residents are mobilizing against settler incursions. Such confrontations highlight the volatile dynamics within areas A and B. The international community watches with concern, urging restraint and dialogue. Finally, the Forward commemorates Miriam Hoffman's legacy. Her Yiddish writings and editorial work touched many lives. Her passing leaves a void in the literary world. Communities honor her contributions and reflect on her cultural impact. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports on Israel's influence at the Black Hat Conference. Israeli tech leaders used the event to launch products and shape the cybersecurity landscape. Their presence highlights Israel's pivotal role in global tech innovation. Separately, Ynet Business announces that Microsoft has achieved record revenue. Cloud growth and AI adoption are key drivers. This success highlights the tech giant's strategic focus and market leadership. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Meta missed earnings expectations. The stock fell to a two-month low, causing investor concerns. The results emphasize challenges facing tech companies in a competitive market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest this bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.